It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Susan Stamberg. Attention focusing on the United Nations one day after North Korea claimed it had conducted an underground nuclear test. The Security Council met yesterday to consider imposing sanctions against Pyongyang. These could include the inspection of cargo entering and leaving North Korea, a total arms embargo, and a freeze on financial assets. Today, China said it supports appropriate action by the Security Council, but did not specify what that action might be. Also today, a North Korean official was quoted as saying his country would end its nuclear program, provided the U.S. takes corresponding measures. North Korea's claim of a nuclear test has spotlighted Washington's policies toward Pyongyang. It has been nearly 5 years since President Bush included North Korea in his axis of evil, also naming Iran and Iraq. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations was asked whether that statement provoked North Korea to resume its nuclear activities.
I'd say get a life. The North Koreans have been pursuing nuclear weapons for at least 10 to 12 years. They signed the agreed framework in 1994, promising to give up the pursuit of nuclear weapons, and then began violating that agreement almost before the ink was dry. So this has nothing whatever to do with the axis of evil statement.
That's America's ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. Steve?